Time now for your letters.
We received a comment from Eric Moore of Phoenix, Arizona, about our coverage of the auto industry's troubles and the Obama administration's response to them. Contrasting that with the media coverage of the government's bailout of the financial industry, Mr. Moore writes, those who shower before work receive much less scrutiny from decision makers, from the media, and sadly from NPR, despite the fact that the overall economy is in dire straits because of their decisions.
And he adds, those who shower after work are less to blame for the financial mess, but held more accountable.
Yesterday's story on advances in consuming less water also got a fair amount of attention.
Some were put off by the report, especially reporter Karen Grigsby Bates' suggestion that designers might model waterless urinals after tree trunks to increase male acceptance of the environmentally friendly device.
And there was this comment from Priscilla Perkins of Oak Park, Illinois. She said, made me blush for my 11-year-old son who was listening with me. What an obnoxious and inappropriate wisecrack in an otherwise useful story.
On the other hand, Michael Sebastian, who works in El Segundo, California, where the story was reported, was amused. He found it not only informative, but flush with cheeky commentary. And he wouldn't mind if we provide more programs awash with such unsterile humor.
Well, let us know how things sound to you. Visit our website, go to npr.org, and click on Contact Us.
Finally, a request to our listeners. I'll be going back to southwestern China at the end of the month to report on what's happened in the year since the devastating earthquake in Sichuan last May. If you have ideas about people you think we should talk to there, about projects that are underway, communities we should visit, or questions you'd like answered, I'd love to hear from you. You can send your ideas to us at npr.org. Again, click on Contact Us at the top of the page, and please put the word China in the subject line.